This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies at Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state today. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He accused the Trinamool Congress TMC for thwarting the entry of more women in legislative bodies and collusion with the Congress.
बंगाल की बहनें चाहती थी कि उनको 33% आरक्षण मिले. मोदी ने यह सुनिश्चित किया कि ये 2029 से ही लागू हो. लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने, क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
BJP leader and union minister J.P. Nadda conducted a roadshow in Jalpaiguri district. Party leader and Tripura Chief Minister Manik Shah held roadshows at Jiaganj and Kandi in Murshidabad district. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings at Hooghly districts, Tarakeshwar and Kalna and Purva Bardhaman district. She later held a roadshow in Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee accused the BJP-led government in the centre of linking the delimitation bill with the women's quota legislation table in the Lok Sabha. The Congress left and other parties also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases on the 23rd and the 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today campaigned at Shivagiri in Modakuruchi in Erode district. Addressing public meetings, he accused the DMK government of being inactive and neglecting public welfare. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning at Namakkal, said that if elected to power, his party would provide 1,400 units of free electricity to farmers. He alleged that several welfare schemes introduced during the previous AIADMK government were discontinued by the ruling DMK. TVK leaders held a roadshow in Trichy East as part of the election campaign. In Tamil Nadu, 21 people are reported to have been killed and 6 seriously injured following a blast at a firecracker factory at V. Muthu Lingapuram in Virudhunagar district this afternoon. The incident occurred when labourers were shifting inflammable chemical materials inside the factory. A total of 30 workers were present in 4 rooms at the unit at the time of the explosion. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the explosion at a firecracker factory in Virudhunagar district of Tamil Nadu. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today announced a series of measures aimed at strengthening ties with the Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka, focusing on welfare initiatives and cultural linkages. A key announcement includes extension of the Overseas Citizen of India OCI scheme up to the 6th generation, along with simplified documentation norms. The Vice President made the announcement while addressing the members of the Indian community in Colombo. U.S. President Donald Trump today said that U.S. representatives are traveling to Islamabad in Pakistan for negotiations with Iran, as he accused Tehran of violating a ceasefire agreement in the Strait of Hormuz. He said that delegations will arrive tomorrow. Iran has not yet confirmed the negotiation plans. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 148 runs for host South Africa in the second T20 international of the 5-match series at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bowl. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 156 runs for host Kolkata Knight Riders in the league match at Eden Gardens. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders were 134 for 6 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Early opting to bat after winning the toss, Rajasthan Royals posted 155 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opener Vaibhav Suryavanshi was the top scorer, contributing 46 runs for the team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.